Howdy folks, that's 51st Parallel, my name is Samuel. In this episode I talk to Zeynep, who's a volunteer. It's been several months since she came to Poland, but still I believe she got a sense of what this country looks like. So I'm really curious what it is from her perspective. As always, I hope you like this episode. I mean, how can you not with such a guest? Alright, let's begin. Hello Zeynep, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in Poland. I'm your guest. Everything is fine. Just rainy, winter, cold. It's just a little, I'm struggling. Yeah, but everything is great. Doing great.
That's good. That's good. So, yeah, let's get straight to the questions, I guess. So let's talk about something you do here, and you're participating in this program called
European Solidarity Corps. Mm-hmm. It's a project. You are being volunteer here, and I'm working in a kindergarten. But there are lots of different kinds of projects. Let's say you are engineer, you can go some experimental center. Mm-hmm. Lots of different types. I choose kindergarten because I studied child development in Turkey, and I thought it will be beneficial for me after this project to find a job also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it's really struggling. They are children's 4 and 5 years old, and they don't know English, obviously. Just Polish, and I don't know Polish, but I'm saying to children, okay, children, listen. Nie mówiłam po polsku, which means I don't know Polish, but they are looking at me like, but you are a big woman and you are saying our language, nie mówiłam po polsku, so it means you know po polsku. Then they are starting to tell me slowly Polish words. I think they are thinking, if you say slowly, she will understand. But I'm like, nie rozumiem, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's funny. Of course it is. I mean, probably they're just, you know, in their heads, they're asking themselves, like, why is she pretending she doesn't speak Polish, right? Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and also, I read a little bit about this program. So, as you mentioned, there are some other, let's say, branches. They have some... like volunteers, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. also some engineers, some other people who want to learn something or share something with others.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great. And this project covering your all cost, your tickets, plane tickets, also visa
mm-hmm. Expenses.
All the things. And we are living in a home. It's pretty good with 5 people from another countries. Mm-hmm. And we don't pay for anything, also transportation for here. Also, they are giving us some pocket money for and food. Everything is free.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. They have created such...
Yeah, and we are taking Polish lessons also for language.
Even like this. Yeah. Okay, so how is it
and
going?
And psychological... we have psychologist also. Support. Uh-huh. She is also supporting us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, probably you mentioned, but I forgot, sorry. So, how is it going? Is it easy for you to learn, or...
Polish?
A little bit difficult?
It's extremely hard. I mean, I know just basic ones. Colors, what is this? Toto jest? But it's hard, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. I mean, okay. We are all together because we have some place for this lesson, mm-hmm. and we are like 5-6 people, and it's really funny learning at
because
the same
like
time.
small group, and mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. That's really good. Mm-hmm. So you said you're working in kindergarten, and you also studied child development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do you usually do with kids? Is it like teaching them or just watching them?
So my 2 months, actually, I just observed the children, because it was much difference. And of course, I played with them. I was running. We were drawing something, handcrafts things. But then I decided to teach English, just as can I do.
Oh, but so is it like
I don't have to. I don't have to teach, but I was feeling like, okay, I studied child development, so I should show something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but it's really hard. I tried some games, but they are like just... Yeah,
I mean, they're like four or 5 year olds, of course. What do you want from them? Like,
yeah, it's hard, but they know anymore. I don't know Polish, but they know I am learning. It's
That's
great
good, yeah.
Because I'm asking, oh, so to jest, oh, to jest mandalinka, oh, pomorączowy.
Yeah,
they know I'm learning, so they're really helping me at the same time.
Wow, that's good. I mean,
yeah, they're like, Pani, they're trying to teach me like their body gestures, because I'm always like showing something, so making question mark with my hands. Uh-huh. They're like, they're doing the same thing to me.
Wow,
it's
that's
really
interesting.
Funny.
Yeah, because like again, I just wonder what it looks like from their like say perspective.
Yeah, really, like, really.
They're
really
thinking, okay, probably they don't think that they are learning, but still they are learning, right? Mm-hmm. And they are also teaching you something. That's
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. That's the project, I guess.
Probably it also helps you, you know, to get closer to them. What
yeah,
do you think?
Of course, mm-hmm. of course. They are so, really, so adorable. Mm-hmm. They are so blonde. I mean, it's not common in Turkey. Of course, uh-huh. we have blonde hair. But mm-hmm. they are all blonde and blue eyes, green eyes, so white. I'm like, oh,
wow.
I want to eat you. So cute. Polina, hoç tuta, Yannick, Max.
Wow.
So, uh-huh. so great.
That's interesting. Yeah, just if you like it, then that's really great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
And also,
and I am the different one for them, so they are also really interested with me. Mm-hmm. And I realized Ukrainian children's they are also feeling, I guess, stranger here.
Uh-huh.
And so I realized we are more closer with Ukrainian
than with Polish children.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because they are also feeling they mm-hmm. are stranger, and I am stranger here also. So they are trying to close to me more.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's mm-hmm. that really makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
that's very interesting that people are, you know, when we are communicating, we not only communicate in words, we also show some, as you mentioned, like body language. And mm-hmm. And also I'm surprised that you have such things as... let's say your initiatives, and you can start whatever you want, like you started to teach them English. So yeah, by the way, how is that going? Are they learning or
I mean, look at my English.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good.
I mean, yeah, it's funny. I started with some circle games. We take our hands together.
Yeah, okay.
Clasp our hands and make a circle, big, 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 then make a circle, small, small, small.
Uh-huh.
But when I say small, they were just rolling on the floor. I said, no, nee. Okay, big, small. But when I say small, yeah. it turns out
okay, let's
such,
meet
a
it.
Big,
yeah.
such a big disaster. So I couldn't achieve this, but I will handle this.
Yeah,
okay, I promise.
I can imagine. Yeah, but that's interesting.
But also I'm mm-hmm. alone. I'm not always alone, of course, but when I try to make this game, I was alone. But if some teacher helped me, I'm sure they will understand, but they were like mm-hmm. just crazy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They thought it is not English teaching game. They thought some different.
Something else. Do you like living here in Poland?
Poland, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my first country, except Turkey, of course. And this is European country. I really liked. It's pretty different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's talk about these differences, because I'm also curious. I mean, for me, probably it wasn't for me, like for you, of course, because like I'm from Belarus, so mm-hmm. it is a close country, and probably there are not that many different things, but still, there were some which I noticed. So I just, you know, whenever I talk to someone who is from, let's say, relatively distant country,
mm-hmm.
they tell me about their differences, and it is always interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, about Poland, in Instagram, I'm sure lots of people saw, I was sharing about racism. But in my first days, really, I talk with lots of people, but I was struggling because how can I go there? How can I go there? What will I do? Where will I go? I was like, but always asking people. I was showing to Google Maps. Okay, help me. Where will I buy the tickets? But I was starting the sentence, "Dzień dobry," and even they don't know English. Some old lady, I remember, she walked with me until where will I go? She cute, yeah, really. And I remember that day my internet was over, and my mentor, we have mentor here, she is helping us to open bank account, our tickets, something like this. And they were waiting for me, and my internet is over, and we will see doctor because we need some tests to work in kindergarten. And she was like, help me a lot. I just showed the map, and I said, "Dzień dobry, dzień dobry." She was really cute to me.
Well, I'm so happy that you didn't have to worry about that. That's good. I mean, yeah, people here are helpful indeed. So were there any other differences, or let's say, okay, you talked about people, but what about, I don't know, the weather, let's say, or some other, the architecture?
Guys, I am living in Adana in Turkey, which is the hottest city in Turkey. 100% humidity.
Wow, okay, yeah.
But and you're always feeling like in sauna, but Poland.
It's definitely different, yeah.
But thanks God, I studied in Ankara, which is capital city. There are snow. So I'm just, it's also, here it's really cold, but if I came from Adana to here directly, I will be shocked.
Okay, I see. So you had some, let's say, some middle stop in this journey.
Yeah, that's true. Another different thing. Okay, in Sunday, everywhere is closed.
Yeah, that's true. It is also different for me because in Belarus we have like shops open and
Okay. And also, I was when I went shopping, I saw mints are selling like a flower in the cup.
Okay.
It's so different.
Okay. I mean, do you mean like, okay, so there were some let's say.
Into the sands. Yeah, some cups. Into the sands. Mints. Fresh mints. Fresh mints.
So
in Turkey, it's not like this.
Okay, so how is it?
How they are cutting the leaves, it's like this. This is, I was really shocked when I saw this. Really, it's pretty.
Okay, different. Okay, let it be. Let it be.
And before I came here, I thought kebab is only in Turkey, but in Poland, oh my God.
Oh, I mean, probably.
Every step, you can see another kebab, but they are not kebab. Really, they are not kebab.
Okay, I see. Yeah, but I mean, it happens all the time, you know. Probably for the Japanese people, sushi here is definitely not sushi.
Yeah, but also, I didn't know. Yeah, in Italy, they have also kebab and other kinds. I didn't know kebab is that
popular, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here, probably it is just around the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to ask more people just to know.
Mm-hmm. And I saw in the street potato machine. Did you saw this before? Potato machine, come on, it's great.
Probably. I mean, what do you mean? Is it cutting potato or?
No, not cut.
Where did you see this
potato machine?
Yeah.
In the street. In Poland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you are putting money and you are taking potato.
Wow.
It's like very big machine.
Where is it?
You didn't saw?
No, I haven't seen it. Well, that's surprising.
Actually, I didn't know it's a potato machine.
Okay, so Yannick, how did you learn?
Yannick told me it's a potato machine.
Okay, yes.
Great, right?
Yeah, sure it is. No, but just to be clear, have you seen like anyone doing this there? Like, are you sure he was not joking?
No joking. Yeah, I saw a couple of people. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, there are potato. Let's check after.
Yeah, let's check after. Wow, that's interesting. So, okay, what about some other aspects? Let's say, what about architecture? Is it different?
Yeah, graffiti is everywhere. It's really great. I mean, in other cities, in Istanbul, we have also lots of this kind of things. But here, it's huge. Lots of building, huge graffitis. It's great.
Wow.
I really like. And also, if you want to go shopping mall in Turkey, you have to pass the security. We are leaving our old stuff to the machine, like in a...
Near the entrance, right?
Yeah, near the entrance. And they are checking if you have anything like sharpened things, knife, like this. But here, it was really surprising for me. We are just entering.
Yeah, and by the way...
also for university here.
Yeah, yeah, probably that's one thing that I wanted to mention, that before coming here, because, of course, we're recording here on campus, and you asked me, like, whether you need to sign up for visiting this campus. Yeah, but... In Poland, you don't have to do that. That's okay. Yeah. Probably one more thing that I wanted to ask you is, do you miss anything back home? Let's say family or friends or probably some other things. Can you share?
I'm thinking, should I say I miss sun?
Oh, sun. Okay, yeah.
I don't know, but this sun is so hot in Adana. And this is the funny story. And... one guy in Adana, in August, it's the hottest month in summer. He shot the sun with gun, real gun. Yeah, because of it's too hot. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, and stop being so hot.
And you still miss the sun, right?
I don't miss. I hate this sun, really. It's no, but it's chill at night.
I just wonder, was it big news?
Like man, it's breaking news. Really. Shooting sun.
Yes.
And it turns out some festival. No kidding. But Adana is the craziest city in Turkey. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow, that's interesting. And do you have, I can imagine you have many sunny days, right? Unlike here.
And I miss cats and dogs on the street. We have street dogs, cats, a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've heard, that you have many.
Oh, you heard.
Yeah, you have like I've heard of cats, not dogs, but still cats.
Cats more popular, especially in Istanbul, right? Because I saw in Instagram lots of tell us about Turkey without telling you Turkey. Cats everywhere, underground, everywhere.
I mean,
we are really feeding them, street cats. Yeah, we have our garden like 9 cats, I guess. Our home, only one.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, it's
can it potentially become a problem?
Okay. Especially if we are sometimes we are eating in the garden and they are like, oh, crazy. Yeah, I miss our breakfast. It's huge. It's like eating breakfast 2 hours, and after breakfast Turkish coffee 1 hour.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
good
here
ritual.
Here people are just having breakfast.
Let's do it quick.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
Quick,
yeah,
quick.
And we need to run.
to
work.
But
or to
in Turkey, it's like huge tables full of stuff. Yeah,
that's interesting. What do you usually eat for breakfast?
Oh,
is it also different from Poland?
We have lots of cheese, different kinds of cheese. Okay, and olive, also different kinds of olives, and potato, of course.
Okay,
not
yeah.
from potato machine. Turkish tea, honey, butter, lots of jam. Oh, crazy about jam, and let's say. Egg, different kinds of again, and we have menemen, but I don't like because tomato and egg, when they combined, it's disgusting for me.
Okay,
but Turkish people crazy about menemen. It's include egg, tomato, and they are scrambling it some kind of different. This kind of things.
I see.
Turkish tea, maybe 5 cup per person.
Five cup a day or just
for breakfast?
For breakfast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, in my family, it's like this. It's working like this.
Yeah, that's certainly different.
Yeah. Middle of the day, Turkish tea. at night after dinner, you have to drink Turkish tea for digestion.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. If you don't drink Turkish tea, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Struggle. Do you eat a lot of spicy food, or how is it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, in Adana, pepper.
Mm-hmm. I have a funny story too. Like once, because like the guy who lives next door, Junaid, by the way, mm-hmm. he was here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So one day he had some friends coming over, and they cooked something. Again, like Indian, and it was super spicy, and they invited me as well, and they gave me some food, and probably I'm not sure this photo shows it, but I'm standing there with red
crying.
Face yeah, comparing to them.
Wow,
and they were like,
it's really red.
Look at you, you're just red.
So, I can see how spicy it is.
Yeah, it is. It was spicy for me, but still, I mean, it was it was good still.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah, their food.
Yeah, they are like ricing rice.
Yeah, rice. It was rice, meat, and in a lot of spices.
Yeah.
Yeah. And probably the last thing I wanted to ask you is, what are some places in Turkey you would recommend anyone to visit?
Mm-hmm.
Are there such? Of
yeah,
course, there are.
Of course.
The first place in Turkey, I will say Anıtkabir, which is the place the founder of the Turkey Republic, Atatürk, he is buried in this place, and it will be really worth to visit this place. It's great. It's amazing.
Uh-huh. So do they have his like tomb there, his grave there,
yeah.
And people
mm-hmm,
can see
yeah.
it? Mm-hmm.
No, you can't see it.
Oh, uh-huh.
You can just see in the screen. But there are also museums, which is great. Lots of you can see wars, like animated wars.
Ah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, it's great actually.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some other places? Can
yeah.
I guess one? Because I've heard of this place called, again, correct me if I'm wrong
mm-hmm.
In pronouncing this thing, Cappadocia.
Cappadocia.
Okay. Yeah. So it is just a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah. I went to Cappadocia actually. But if you are a tourist, it means you have money, and it is more beautiful, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. It's great. And if you went there before sunrise, it's amazing because it's huge balloons you can see with sunrise. It's amazing. It will really worth to see there. And actually, I met one parents in here because I was thinking to be a babysitter here. And he said, we went Cappadocia. And it was before became that much popular because now Cappadocia
uh-huh.
is really popular, and he was like, it's amazing, it's really great, and our children, she was so little, and when we are walking in the street, lots of Turkish people like, oh, can we love him, she's so cute. He said, oh, mashallah, everybody saying mashallah
okay.
to me. And they are offering lots of free things, he said. It's really made me happy actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cappadocia. You should see Cappadocia if you mm-hmm. came to the Turkey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Oh, Istanbul. You have to see mm-hmm. Istanbul. Yeah, of course. It's the Asian and European meeting
mm-hmm.
in Istanbul. And what else? Göbekli Tepe. We have Göbekli Tepe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the world's oldest non-historical structure so far.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, it's...
Wow, I didn't know it was there.
Yeah,
I mean,
I didn't go, but
mm-hmm.
it's really famous. You can't see in Instagram, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
seeing it live is
mm-hmm.
much better.
It's the world's oldest historical mm-hmm. place. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought it was somewhere, I don't know, in Egypt or probably
mm-hmm.
Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
But it turns out it is in Turkey.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, sea sites,
mm-hmm.
Marmaris, Bodrum, Antalya, Kuşadası. It was surprising for me. And yeah, I will mention about this. When I was in kindergarten, I was talking with teachers. They didn't know Turk English, but they were like, "Oh, Antalya, Antalya!"
Ah, wow!
Yeah, everybody went Antalya in Poland.
That's great. I mean, yeah, interesting that you
because
could,
it's it's close, I guess. I came here from Antalya also with plane. It took only 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that's why I think they are also preferring.
Probably, mm-hmm. But that's interesting that you could, you know, build this connection. They don't speak English, but still they know Antalya,
yeah.
Right? That's great. That's good.
We are using Google Translate. I'm writing something to
What about them? They are also writing?
They are also writing. Have to see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just invite them to, you know, Turkish breakfast. You'll have at least 3 hours to
yeah,
to
I'm
do
thinking
that.
To make something for
oh,
them.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great.
Yeah, we will do Turkish Day mm-hmm. in kindergarten.
Okay, well, thanks for coming here. I'm really glad we recorded this episode.
Yeah.
And it's been a pleasure to talk to you here and have you here on the podcast. So thanks for coming, and probably we can say bye to everyone.
Oh, I really enjoyed. Thank you for this chance.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
And again, bye everyone.
Bye.
This episode was recorded at Radio LUZ, LUZ, on campus of Wrocław University of Science and Technology. You can find more episodes on our YouTube channel as well as on various other platforms connected to Radio LUZ. If you want to leave us a message or just say something nice, you can write to us to 51st.parallel.podcast@gmail.com, which is 51st.parallel.podcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.